Twilight's Nightmare, Chapter 18, Little Star's Morning in Ponyville. Trotting through her mother's castle, Star made her way to the kitchen. Assuming that this was real and not just the best dream ever, she had a mission. She pinched herself with her magic, and it still hurt.
16 times you have checked to see if you're dreaming,
Gray added. A part of her still couldn't believe it. She was her princess's daughter. She was going to get wings, making everything just that much better. She had an aunt and uncle. Last night was so much fun. The games, all the new ponies. Her face was starting to ache due to how much she had been smiling. She ran a hoof along the crystal walls, the contact making her feel safe. Protected, despite being nearly on her own. Her mother was still asleep, as were all the good ponies that she had met last night. She focused her attention on the incomplete group picture of all of them floating in her aura as she trotted on, paying no attention to where she was going. Gray's familiar voice counted down the steps until the next turn ensured that she couldn't get lost, allowing her to keep most of her attention on the lines she inked onto the paper. Her mother seemed to be so happy with them. She was making sure that it would be her best work. Her mother deserved a gift for being the best. Yes, she could have just asked the spirit in the tree to take her straight there, but she didn't want to wake her up in case that she was also sleeping in.
What would a crystal tree spirit want for a gift?
Star wondered.
Zero.
Gray announced as Star arrived in the kitchen. Her magic reached out for the tools needed to complete her mission.
8 ponies would appreciate having breakfast ready when they awaken.
Gray's familiar monotone voice informed her.
Auntie, uncle, and mommy's friends.
Star said, applying hoof to face.
That would mean to only cook for mommy.
Gray provided a numbered count of how many ponies would want what dish for breakfast.
We make a great team, Gray.
Star said, setting to work, her aura enveloping most of the cookware in the kitchen. Prancing around, she danced with the many things that she was manipulating with her magic. She relished the freedom and joy that wielding her magic gave her. It was nice being able to use it when she didn't have bad ponies to deal with. She playfully laughed as the white glow of Gray's aura took control of a few things, the items moving to block and chase hers. The dance rapidly became a game of magical tag. Items darted and weaved about, color-coded auras making it clear their allegiance. A few things got broken, smashed, or dented, but it was nothing simple spells couldn't fix. Breakfast took much longer to prepare than intended. After the epic battle of the flying plates, Star had completed another mission, along with the needed cleanup. She smiled, pulling some pieces of super-condensed Everfree Wild Heartwood from her extra-dimensional storage. She lay everything out on the table, each chunk equally spaced. 2 scrolls appeared next to them, her plans for her first pets. She lit her horn with the same modified cleaning spell used to make an air hole in the great tree the wood had come from. She diligently set to work, marking, measuring, and cutting the pieces into the required shapes. It took time and focus.
Oh no.
She thought as one disintegration beam cut too deep, rendering part of the tabletop to dust.
5 seconds until Cadence arrives.
Gray helpfully informed Star.
Thank you.
Star said. Her horn glowed as she twisted space, a slight clink, and a plate of fresh pancakes and a cup of tea appeared. With a hoof, she pushed one of her scrolls over to the Mar on the table.
I can fix it later.
Star was really getting to like the fact that she didn't have to include the fourth dimension in extra-dimensional spaces. So, no time would pass for anything within it.
I am so gonna fill one with ice cream,
she thought. Perfectly in time with the Grace countdown to zero, Star spoke, ambushing Cadence with her greeting.
Good morning, Auntie Cadence,
Star said happily, lifting the prepared breakfast in her magenta aura.
Are you hungry?
Cadence's wings twitched. An instant later, a warm smile graced her muzzle.
Good morning, little star,
she said. She inhaled, eyes looking at the offered food in appreciation.
Oh, why thank you. Did you make them yourself?
Star nodded.
Yep. Where is yours? Little fillies need to eat to grow up big and strong,
Cadence said, moving over to the table and taking a seat.
Right here,
Star said, moving aside her work with her aura. A twist of magic in Star's food took its place on the table. Cadence flinched slightly, placing a hoof to her horn. Star looked at her in concern, her mind thinking about the medical books that she read when tending to her mother.
Do you need a doctor?
With a wave of her hoof and a smile, Cadence reassured Star.
It's nothing. I'm still not as used to this thing as I could be.
She pointed at the Everfree wood as she started to eat her breakfast.
This is really good. Thank you. What are you working on? I'm making myself some pets.
Star said with pride.
Making pets?
Cadence asked.
Uh-huh. Well, more like clever golems, but I'm calling them my pets.
She pointed at the scrolls in turn.
That one is gonna be Owlicious, and that one is gonna be Spike.
Cadence picked up both scrolls in her blue aura.
So, Owlicious the owl and Spike the dog?
Little Star nodded.
Yep.
Cadence looked thoughtful for a moment.
You might want to rename Spike. It might get a little confusing when Spike the dragon your mother hatched comes back. Mommy lays eggs? Does that mean I'll lay eggs too?
Star's expression was a mix of confusion and worry. Cadence's laugh was soft and reassuring.
No. She just helped him hatch with her magic. Does that make him like my little brother?
Star asked with hopeful eyes.
More family?
She thought, wondering how many family members she had yet to meet.
You will have to ask your mother.
Cadence dodged the question. Star made a note on a scroll.
So, is Thorn all right for a name? 21 seconds until your mother arrives.
Gray informed Star. Cadence nodded.
That should avoid confusion at least.
Star started cleaning another place on the table.
Mommy will be here soon.
Cadence watched her. Something about the look in her eyes made Star worry.
What have I done wrong?
She thought with panic. Cadence's expression changed in an instant, suddenly all warm with concern and love.
Sorry.
She said in a soothing tone. She pointed to her horn.
I'm not the best with this thing. I was trying to work out the spell that your mother used to message you. Oh, I have some... something that counts things for me. It'll let me know when she'll be in here. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Star teleported, disappearing in a burst of light, now hugging her still crystal-covered mother standing in the doorway.
Good morning, my little star.
Her mother said, wrapping her in loving wings.
I made every pony breakfast!
Star said, multiple flashes from her horn and both of them were sat at the table, her mother's plate of hay burgers in place. Her mother smiled, hungry eyes fixing on the food as she licked her lips.
Hay burgers for breakfast?
Cadence asked, and Star nodded. Her mother didn't seem to notice, though. Her mother's eyes were fixed upon her prey.
Twilight?
Cadence's voice now held a little concern. Twilight lowered her head and with a savage bite started to devour the food. Magenta aura and hooves held it in place, preventing any from escaping as the red sauce covered her muzzle. Cadence laughed and nearly fell from her seat, Star joining in and laughing.
Mommy's such a messy eater,
she thought. Pulling another scroll into the physical world with her magic, she started sketching. And she would remember this forever. Cadence leaned close.
Never get in between your mother and a hay burger.
Star nodded in response. It really did look dangerous.
Note to self, do not transmute anything or any pony I care about into a hay burger.
She thought, just to be sure that she had also noted it down on a scroll. Cadence let out a small laugh upon seeing what Star had written.
Twilight.
She tried again. Twilight blinked and slowly looked around, confused. Her tongue and aura cleaned her muzzle, still leaving red splotches on her coat and in her mane.
Good morning, Cadence.
She said, sounding much more composed and respectable than her appearance would indicate. Cadence's horn lit, and a plane of reflective crystal appeared before Twilight.
You missed a bit,
she said, trying her best not to laugh. She made no sound, but the shaking of her chest gave her away.
They were... I just had to have them,
Twilight said, sounding a little sheepish.
Well, at least with that armor, it'll be easy to wash off,
Cadence said.
About that, I would like your help to get rid of it,
Twilight said.
Aw, but it looks pretty,
Star complained.
Yes, it has its charms,
Twilight said, looking at her body.
But as with all things, it has its downsides. It's tough to take a proper bath if the water can't get to your coat. Oh,
Star said.
What do you need me to do?
Cadence asked. Star smiled as her mother looked to her. Twilight smiled back as if to say everything will be alright before turning to Cadence.
I require your aid in smashing this protection. I could ask Applejack, but I doubt that she would agree to use enough force. After all, she's not familiar with how durable we alicorns are. 0% chance of any lasting harm.
Gray reassured Star before she could worry, and Cadence nodded.
Will you be alright on your own for a little bit, my little star?
her mother asked.
Yes, Mom. I can keep working on my pets.
Star pointed with her horn to the neatly laid out pieces of wood and scrolls.
Very impressive. I look forward to seeing them once your work is complete.
Twilight said, before pulling Star into a loving wing hug.
I'll see you soon.
Caden said, hugging her after Twilight finished.
See you!
Star said, waving a hoof, turning back to her pets, some assembly still required. Both alicorns made their way from the room.
About what you said last night.
Was the last Star heard of them before they got out of earshot. Quickly, she lifted the scrolls and cast a mending spell on the table.
One time you have gotten away with that.
Star smiled at Gray's words. Even with her mother off with Cadence, everything would be fine. Finishing cutting the pieces didn't take long. What with all the rune work pre-planned, she burned them into the surface with happy abandon. Gray's counting of every cut, every mark, how many times she had used each rune, all of the numbers were just the normal background sounds of her life now. It was nice being able to tell the difference between the important numbers and the background numbers. Picking up a single golden fork and a silver spoon, she levitated them into the air, a simple shield spell forming around them. A ring of heat-reflecting wards appeared on the inside. The glow around her horn changed from a steady light to a roiling magenta flame. Leaning forward, she pressed her horn against the shield, willing the flames to pass through it. The flames dripping through the magical barrier reforming into an orb in the center. One by one, the runes ringing the inner surface of the shield lit up, reflecting the heat and slightly amplifying the temperature.
All components cut, check. Runes carved, check. Metal inlays pending, still waiting on the metal to liquefy. Create blood gems, I can do that instead of just waiting.
Hopping up, she headed over to the kitchen side, grabbing a large bowl and the sharpest knife that she could find. A small flash of magic, and she and her tools were back at the table. The knife hung in the air, held in her aura. She only needed a little blood, but it was the most important component in crafting her golem cores.
I could cast a numbing spell,
Star thought, before shaking her head.
No, that might contaminate the blood.
She placed two hoof-sized diamonds in the bowl and held her lower leg over it. Star trembled, though. The knife looked sharp and she knew that this would hurt.
Blood magic can be used for good, and I'll show you!
The forceful thought pushed through her mind. Like the words she had spoken when saving her mother, she didn't know where they came from. She only knew that it strengthened her resolve. The blade came down, and in a precise surgical strike, pain flared, her body loyally reporting it that it has just been damaged. She closed her eyes, letting out a quiet whimper. Her body shook, but her foreleg held perfectly still. Reaching into her wellspring, she grabbed a hoofful of her magic and directed it into her blood. Focusing internally, the pain actually lessened. A red glow breached her closed eyelids. Slowly, she opened them, looking into the bowl. The two gems drank hungrily of the pooling blood, taking on an inner red radiance. Despite the stinging pain, she smiled.
There. Not so bad,
she thought. The dripping blood slowed and stopped. Star blinked, glancing at her foreleg. Her eyes widened as the wound finished closing.
Well, that's useful,
she thought happily before looking at the bowl, only being half full.
Great. Now I have to do that again.
Gritting her teeth, she let the blade cut into her flesh, this time with no hesitation. The sounds of dripping blood seemed very familiar, almost soothing, like Gray's counting. The urge to count each drop herself and record it on a scroll nagged at the back of her mind, but she ignored it, instead watching the wound and how it healed before her eyes. In less than a minute, it was as if it was never there, and she had a few sketches of her wound in various states of healing. Star thought back to saving her mother, looking over her body. She could see no indications of where she had pressed against the searing hot armor, and her coat looked intact.
Is this because of who my mommy is?
She thought.
92 seconds until you have company.
Gray let her know. Somehow she knew that meant all the other guests were turning up soon. Star looked at the bowl. The gems were glowing a brilliant red now. She trusted Cadence and Rarity to not mess with her work, though the thought of what Pinkie Pie might do...
Better safe than sorry,
she thought, sending all the components, the now molten metal, the freshly created blood gems, and even the bowl and knife she used, into her pocket. Another flash of magic, and food started appearing on the table, each one with a little note saying who it was for. Then she looked at her somewhat messy appearance.
I need to make sure that I'm all clean. No blood or any traces of the epic battle of the flying plates are to be left,
she thought. Quietly, as so not to wake her if she was asleep, Star asked the tree spirit to take her back to her room. Luckily, the tree was awake. Seems like Star is quite the master chef in cooking. Makes me wonder if she would compete well against, I don't know, Gordon Ramsay or something. Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my skillful donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, Dospo, RuneScythe9852, Career Cruise DI, Delta Omega, Ryan A. Dragonwolf, Gaggy, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David E. Sanchez, Trey, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, James Dalton, and TLK Anderson. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.